This is our Georgia Health News weekly segment. I'm Victoria Knight.
And I'm Andy Miller.
Andy, today we're going to talk about distracted driving, a practice that seems to be more common now that everyone has a smartphone. State House Representative John Carson has recently introduced legislation focused on reducing distracted driving. Carson also led a study committee on the issue last year after noticing that car insurance rates were rising and also that the number of car crashes and fatalities in the state were increasing. So, Andy, first, can you define for us what distracted driving means?
Distracted driving is doing any one of several activities while driving that takes someone's mind off the road. It could be texting, it could be calling and talking on a cell phone, it could be eating, it could be changing the radio stations, talking to a passenger, it could even be grooming. And what John Carson, who is a state representative, a Republican from Marietta, wants to do is to reduce this distracted driving and hopefully lower the number of fatal crashes that we have in our state. And so he's introduced hands-free legislation, which basically will allow a driver to touch their phone once to begin a call, touch it again to end the call. But other than that, will not be able to hold the phone during a call. And if law enforcement sees that for a prolonged period of time, they'll issue a ticket. And the fines for distracted driving will be stiff, as well as there will be substantial points against a license.
So I guess what I'm wondering is, would this be practical for law enforcement to enforce this?
It's a lot more practical than the law we have against texting and driving, because law enforcement says they can't tell whether someone is initiating a call or texting. It's very hard to distinguish the two. The police would see that the person is holding the phone for longer than just a single swipe.
Is there any data on the number of car crashes in Georgia or the number of fatalities related to car crashes in Georgia?
We have roughly 1,500 fatalities in car crashes in Georgia every year. And the number of crashes has gone up, as well as the number of fatalities, and that has led to those insurance rates spiking.
So are there similar laws in other places around the country where basically you can only touch your phone once to start a call and once to end a call?
15 states and the District of Columbia have similar laws, and it's reported by this House Study Committee that you referenced that 13 of those 15 states saw a decrease in traffic fatalities over the last couple of years. And we also have a couple communities in Georgia, Smyrna, which is in Cobb County, and also Marietta in Cobb County. Smyrna has passed hands-free legislation, and Marietta is moving along in the same direction.
All right, Andy, so what is the outlook for this bill? Do we know if it's going to pass the House at all?
The House is supportive of it, but Victoria, there's some questions been raised about, are these penalties too strict? And in terms of how many times can someone swipe their phone? I mean, if they have to swipe it twice because of the first time didn't work, I mean, how is that going to work out? So there are some questions to be worked out. Lawmakers are very interested in the House in passing something, but with a complicated bill like this, it may take 2 years for it to pass.
Okay, Andy, I think that's all we've got for this week. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
That's Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. I'm Victoria Knight with the WUGA Health Desk. Any opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of WUGA FM.